Mahamudra Intensive, Public Talk, Karmacholin Barnett, Vermont, Kempo Siltram Gyamso Rinpoche, July 19, 1993, Talk Number 7, Tape 1, Dolby B.
Dradara Tilo Naro Marpamila, Lord of Dharma, Gampopa, Knower of the Three Times Omniscient Karmapa. Their lineages, Tritung, Takung, Sapa, these three glorious Drukpa, and so on. Profound path of Mahamudra, incomparable protectors of beings, the Takpo Kagyu, I supplicate you, the Kagyu gurus, I hold your lineage, so that I will follow your example. Revulsion is the foot of meditation, as is taught to this meditator who is not attached to food and wealth. To this life grant your blessing, so that I have no desire for honor and gain. Devotion is the head of meditation, as is taught the guru. Open of oral instructions to this meditator who continually supplicates him, grant your blessing so that genuine devotion
is born in me.
This is the body of meditation, as is taught. Whatever arises is rest, the essence of realization, to this meditator who rests simply grant your blessing so that my meditation is free from conceptions. The essence of thoughts is Dharmakaya. In whatever but everything arises from it, to this meditator who arises in unceasing play, grant your blessing. I see inseparability of samsara and nirvana. Through all my births may I not be separated from the perfect guru, and so enjoy the perfecting the virtues of the paths and bhumis. May I speedily attain the state of Vajradhara. The earth is perfumed with scented water and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. Imagining this is the Buddha realm, I offer it. May enjoy that pure realm. In accordance with the capabilities and diverse aspirations of sentient beings, I ask you to turn the wheel of Dharma of the greater, lesser, or conventional vehicles.
So before the teachings, Rinpoche asked that we generate the thought of bodhicitta, the thought of awakening to enlightenment. And one does this for the sake of all sentient beings, as vast in number as the sky is limitless in extent. And in order to attain this, one vows neither to rest in a static state of samsara. Nor one vows not to rest in samsaric existence, nor in a static state of nirvana, and to practice listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings.
Tene udan tha number je ba le sinyi som den don de gya pa la mata dunga ni ye se de dalam sinyi som tongba de jane ki re tongba de jane ke ba ne mme te ngu ma yi da rangi ke ne tongba do hi sa song se kang ba ni re.
So from the Madhyanta Vibhanga, in the section that deals with explaining the first noble truth, we've already looked at two aspects of it, being of impermanence and suffering. So this evening we'll look at the third one, which is being empty. And if you look on the sheets you have, it's we're still in the long paragraph on the bottom of the first page, and the line of that relates to what Rumiji will be discussing this evening is the seventh and eighth lines, which say, not existing as a thing, it is not that thing, by its nature it is considered to be empty.
Mopo mebe tongpa nyere, kunda la nambar tokpe takpa tsamre mato, kunda rang mopo yomare, mopo mebe sena, mopo mebe tongpa nyere.
So this looks at the three ways the natures are empty, or three modes of being empty in relation to the three natures. So if we look at the first one, the imaginary nature, the root text says not existing as a thing. So that relates to the imaginary nature. And how is it that it's not existing as a thing? It is merely imputed or designated, or out there is a label that concepts have generated. So because it's not a thing, and remember, a thing is that technical term that means it can perform a function or have an effect. So because it's not a thing, but merely imputed by concepts, then the imaginary nature is empty in this way. It's empty of being a thing, a functioning, effective thing.
Perna malam to meki yor to zo na ve yor to dra na yor to tre chi nam chi yor to ro lu chi yor to rigra la soba na wa na to kande chi chenna yang de entrope na wa re Trupa Namala Namdoke Number Topin Datan Doki Then the Zoko Then the Drow Then the Trow Then the Ro Then the Rizao Samte Namdoka Pa Tapasayimbasena Kuntare Then Malamji Kuntaka Nama Disamjila Mubu Yomare Mubu Yomare Mubu Mabesena Then Mubu Mabetumbanir.
If we transpose the situation into a dream, and in the dream then there are forms the eye sees, or there are forms, let's say, appearing as an object to the eye, there are sounds appearing as an object to the ear, there are smells appearing as an object to the nose, there are tastes appearing as an object to the tongue, and there are tangible objects or sensations that appear as objects for the body. So whatever appears, all these things are merely delusive appearances. It is the workings of the conceptual mind that says, oh, that's a form. Ah, that's a sound. Oh, this is a smell. And so forth through all the objects that come up to it. It stops the process and labels them. So the concepts simply, literally the Tibetan says, stick something out there. So as in a dream, all these imaginary appearances have no essence. They do not truly exist.
Dila Tava Kena Malam to Zugda Tru is a Kayum Bakaso Zug Dayetan, Dai Dayeso, Dayet Nantanti Lam Sajikare, De Dayere, Ming Dabiere, Pakakanama in Besena, De Tava Sena Yamangre, De la Ming Da de Namdoke, Ming Dang.
If one wants to look at this in a more subtle or detailed way, in the dream, these different objects that appear, forms, sounds, smells, taste, and tangible objects, they are basis of imputation. They're mere appearances that arise vividly. And when one says they're the basis of designation, what does that mean? Well, it means that it's onto that that one puts a label or a name. And these appearances arise through the force or through the power of habitual mental patterns. And as we saw before in discussing the dependent nature, it is dependent because it arises in dependence on these habitual mental tendencies or patterns. So this aspect of the dream is the dependent nature.
Tini.
It's a masuma koma.
Masa.
Masa.
Salakala, sarjami.
And then, when one takes this basis of imputation, this appearance that arises due to habitual patterns, and one combines together with it a name, and the two are blended, that then becomes the imaginary nature, the first nature.
Jodan Chinla Ralepam Jodan Chinla Tugubesena Yamare Jodan Chin the Soyona Mubote Rang Macheva Wang Yomare Jujin Jetsoka the Higsona Ranginje Ramon Yomare Hindogre Then I will investena Mubotamje Yamare Exume
Launa Payabo Dendriabo. So then to look further at what the dependent nature is, in general, you can say that all things which function and have their effect are the dependent nature. And how is that? Well, things arise in dependence on causes and conditions. So when those causes and conditions gather together, there's no way that that thing cannot arise. And when those causes and conditions disintegrate, there's no way that that thing cannot disintegrate. It's totally dependent on what's happening to the causes and conditions that bring it into appearance and out of appearance.
Kena zomo de zomo daige de zomo daige de yewa re daige de zomo yimba de kunda re nam do ta ba re ta zomo ye ba daige me ke dong de ya de yewa re de koran jechin so yimba kap so yongor Younger mother, but I'm a young mother, younger zover. Younger, you
No.
Younger. Koran died the Jitin tender so young bookup so Zumo Koran around your mother, Koran younger zover. Jitin Maton a younger zogomare, younger zover one your mother, Ramon your mother Koran, Zumo Koran, Zumi died in there.
Zumo died
and Zumo made that begin there. Ramon your mother.
No.
Love song.
No.
Jitin so you know, call younger Mazov Ramon Yomare.
No.
Koran younger Zondo Mina Yazog.
Ningi.
Koran Jitin Mason, a younger Zogmare. Younger Zoyaga won Yomare. This and a dag in the Yamare.
Not so.
Zumo de Kunda, Zumi dag in the Yamare.
Not so.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi.
So Rinpoche's finger is a basis of imputation. And in that sense, it is the dependent nature. The thought, that basis of designation is a finger, putting finger as a label onto the basis of designation is the imaginary nature. Now, when this basis of designation moves, wiggles, the finger wiggles, there is no way that it cannot wiggle when the causes and conditions for its wiggling come about. So this finger in the face of wiggling has no independence. Therefore it is the dependent nature.
Zumi daige de ramena maka khin zumule ningi gendo. Tene kaje ningi gendo.
And some people seeing this pitiful state of the finger subject to wiggling beyond itself might generate compassion for this poor finger.
Tene ta te jeevan ta ban rao te namdo re namdo am kundo am sem de jeevan re Namdo de Pakya Lara Lebesena, Tene, Yemare. Send them Samson Nanyan Yemare.
Send them Sembe Jua.
Samson Napsa Tik, Tesokanga Yemare.
Maso?
In a Yeman Sabandra, what they namdo rise na nyamni ji kabzo yewan namdo liya na te le lagre
that's all then he send us send you shebe kap then he lokjong chebe kap da bo ko ko bi wan
re te te yewan te kare de kare re kasa kala yewan kane da tan te ne yewan ma da bo su ko ro
that's all
ina nyamni kabzo namdo te yewan re pakhe yewan
te
yagre
so While we're practicing, then how is it that we understand this dependent nature? And basically, it is concept. And it is concepts that arise in dependence on mental habitual tendencies. Then if one wants to look at the dependent nature in another way, one could see it as the main, what's called the main mind, or the principal mind, and the all the mental factors related to it. Different traditions give different numbers. 51 is a common one.
Rama me bache gare khare se na pakhya ke yewang ke re pakhya la ra le be se na Rama me ba tene nam do te che gare yore.
So all the various concepts that arise while we're practicing, whether they're good or bad, they arise sort of helplessly. They arise with no force or power of their own, but they arise through the power of mental habitual patterns.
Ben nga so mai do ba re mai do ba so la matang ba matang ben nam do ye ba de la don do la so ba sim je man bo la yang sam nam do ye re sam je ba ji re
something
don do la so ba
don do la so ba
don do la so ba man bo la sam nam do ji re
oh mi ka shi gi don do la sam nam ma ma don do rangi
ma tu ja kwa
จักปะละจกปะนําตัวเจกันโดดุโดกะเคละจามะนําตัวเจกเรมะตังบะพงบะละโอ้ฮะดุโดดะบะมาเรมาเรตะบะมะตังบะพงบะจกบะพงบะมะตังบะพงบะเตละมะกะงาจะจกปะตงวะเตละดุโดดุโดฮะกุซงเอดุโดกะเรอะนะโมโอดุโดกะเคละจามะเจกเรมะกะจกปะทงวะตะซะคอนซะจามะตงกะเรเตยังปะคะละราเลบะเรอือฮึฮะกุซงเอโอ้ฮะ So then, one can also understand how things arise on the basis of habitual patterns by taking a particular object and seeing how it's looked at by various beings. So, if there is a filthy pile of shit, people that look at it might think, oh, that's filthy and dirty. However, an animal might see it as something very clean and actually quite interesting. Your dog, for example.
Right. Mambu tsaman, mambu tsokpar ntongwa te, tele mame tsaman ntong. Tele mame tsokpar ntong. Ngatso ma mambu ke, Matang Batonga te tele mame tundo soka sama in Batonga. Mambu sokpar and tonga te tele mame samanatong.
So, this then comes in two lines of verse. Which I hope I don't have to sing. So, many then see this as filth. However, more than those many are quite a few who see it as clean.
Tambo chokpar thongwa te jisu tsaman thongwa yo. Tambo chokpar yinba thongwa te yang jisu tsaman thongwa yo. Tambo chokpar thongwa te jisu tsaman thongwa yo. Namdo Jondogre.
Naso?
Hakusumi?
Launa.
Hakusuna?
Long.
Tambo Topan, Tonga, De Jisutaman, Tonga, you.
And then also these concepts can change. And these two lines of verse say, first it is seen as something unclean, and afterwards it appears as something clean.
They said, number two, but nam pakya change around. They said, number two, but nam.
Lao.
They said, number two, but nam pakya change around me. Pakya get up just somewhere in Namdo the Ramayamare.
So? And for those reasons, then, Nam talks, concepts are based on habitual patterns and have no independence of their own.
Namdo Pakya Jama said, Gombe Ramba Natosa, Gombe Mandava Nato Gobre. Namto Pakya Jama La Gombe Ramba Nato Gu. Tiagre.
Maso?
Gombe Ramba Nato Mina Gombe Chick and Namdo de Yang Tokumare.
In order to purify the mental habitual patterns producing concepts, you need various gradual stages of meditation. And Rinpoche commented, one of them, usually one method of meditation is not enough. You usually need to work with quite a few different ones. For example, to show how you can use a series of concepts to work through others, first one takes things to be permanent, and then in order to clear away that mistaken conception, one thinks of them as impermanent. Like a finger snap, for example. And then in order to clear away the mistaken concept that holds on to things as impermanent, one meditates on them as empty. And then from within this emptiness, one generates various deities and so forth. And that then prevents one from taking this emptiness as being like a blank emptiness or something, mistaking the emptiness. So then, suppose one's stuck on cleanliness, then to get rid of that, you think of cleanliness as being something unpleasant. And then to get rid of that attachment to unpleasantness, you think of the unpleasantness as being empty. And then to keep you from clinging to emptiness, you meditate on luminosity.
They get the Dembar Zimbanamdo Jam Cheto, Dembar Madropa, Tumbanyako, Demi Tumbanyako, Tumbanamdo Jam Cheto, Tudrago. Tudra Likamba Jam Cheto, Vesarjang on the Yambrajakova. Tayang Gomba Rimba, namdo jursor hajang samuyare.
And then on a subtler level, one has the concept that grasps things or apprehends them as being truly existent. And so to work with that, one meditates upon them as being not truly existent. One sees them as emptiness. And then to keep from getting stuck there, one meditates on emptiness as free of complexity. And to move from that, one meditates on this freedom from complexity as luminosity. Then to look at the dependent nature further, the root text says, it is not that thing. It's the second half of that seventh line. So generally, the apparent or relative nature are the various things that appear as the dependent nature. However, as they appear, just in the way they appear, they do not truly exist. So the commentary, actually Nibbana's commentary, gives two ways of understanding the dependent nature. It says, it's not that thing as it appears, which is what we just looked at. And the second aspect of the definition says, it's not that thing as it is imputed or labeled or designated. And Rinpoche gives the example of his hand. His hand is a basis of imputation. It's a thing. It can function and have an effect. And it is, in that sense, dependent nature. However, if one looks at the way a concept would work with this hand, a concept would take the hand to be one thing that truly exists there. However, if you really think about the hand, it's not one thing. It's made up of many different parts. Five fingers, each finger has knuckles, and so forth. You can get down to very atom level. It's made up of many, many, many different parts. So it's not really one thing. However, a concept grasps it as one thing, a hand.
ラバチクでまマドバでからせな。ラバで、ズムでヨガの。で、ヨガの。なそ。チヨガもどランでの。なそ。どが?ど。ズムにまこんど。の。チケズムにでねらわんもど。おわねんけど。らわんまばぞの。なねんけど。まど。にんにんごごくせけど。キャポ、キャポ。チケまねんけど、わんけど。
So, if you want to understand how this hand is not one, please observe Rinpoche's fingers. One has a lot of freedom and it's wiggling. The middle two are suppressed by the thumb. So they are in a different state. And the thumb is also in a different state. So that's three different states in this one hand already. And the little finger is just hanging out there. So you have five different fingers and four different conditions there. So it's not really one thing. There's lots of different things happening. But a concept, we'll look at that and just say, oh, there's a hand over there. Because there's so many different parts like that, you can't say it's just a hand.
This is a Chetanama that the Demba Madhavri Chetanam to the Tapa Gin to Madhavatumbanir.
And therefore, you can say that just the way it appears, i.e., as one single hand there, it doesn't truly exist in that way. It's actually empty of existing in the way that it appears to a concept.
Then I saw Chetan Semji Dungan, Dunga Sorvate, Dunga Jedaya, Dunga Jedaya Sorvate, Yang Yamare, Sorvatukate, Yamare, Te Yaman, Yaman Yinaya, Ko Tumbani Karre, Chetar Takwa Yendo Namdo Chetar Takwa Yendo, Madobare. Jeta takwa yendo madhupa tongpa nyere, jeta nama yendo madhupa tongpa nyere. Atsu dungade.
So then, if one looks at suffering, for example, maybe mental suffering, the basis of that suffering is some kind of feeling or sensation. And that feeling or sensation is the dependent nature. But actually, that suffering is not as it appears. And so in this way, we've had illustrations for it's not the way something appears, being the hand. And here, also with the feeling and the suffering that arises, you could also have an example for something that the dependent nature is not that thing as it's designated. There's a feeling, and we put the designation or the label of suffering on that feeling. So the hand is an example that for the dependent nature not being the thing as it appears, and the feeling of suffering is the example for the dependent nature not being that thing as it is designated.
Then dunga kade nangdo dunga te ngatsu khasang dunga te tereng yang yapanda nangdo ぷくちゅんちょんかんにやぶどんがてたんだやよばんだをなんどくたくんどてやんなんどくたくどんがれてすてがまどばれてなんどくたばいんどまどばれけたなわいんどまどばれけたなわたんがとかさんがどんがててれんよばんだをろんがもどんがてろんでよばんだをぷくちゅんちょんかんじどんがてたんだやよばんだをどこおてなわれ ジェダナマイジェンドマドブレ。ドガテ、キチキチキンガードレ、カサンドガテレンヨマレ。ポケチュンチョンカプチドガテ、タンダヨマレ。ロガムドガテ、ロンデレヨマレ。カサンドガテ、テレンヨマレ。テレン、ヒョブドガテ、タンダゴンダヨマレ。タンダヤ、ドガキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキキ
No. So to look further at suffering and how we work, how our minds treat it, we take yesterday's suffering as if it were existing today, as if it still existed. We don't forget about it. We bring it into today. We even take suffering that existed years ago, and we still hold on to it. It still exists for us today. We can take suffering that we had as a child and still think it exists. We can even take this morning's suffering and think it's with us this evening. However, suffering that instantaneously arises and ceases. But we think of it as something that has some kind of continuity that lasts over time. But actually, it arises in a moment and ceases in that very moment. So, if one looks at suffering from the way it appears to us in all these different forms. Yesterday's suffering, last year's suffering, childhood suffering, this morning, a few minutes ago, so forth. However, if we look at this suffering from the way it truly is, it's only an instant. And that instant has ceased. So this kind of suffering does not really exist. It's a concept. And so that is an example of how the dependent nature is not that what it seems to be when we look at it through the perspective of concepts. It is empty of that kind of distortion.
Then journal chick the paper, pen and chimney. Chimney there, Chito chick digged away.
Laula
Chito need our dinner, tango paya, the gis young, dead or some good. In the end, digger mare made the kitchen nibala, your mare, Tata, Rose Tata. In the young, make kitchen tambo, the nibal draw your bal dinner, tango de made the.
So how is it that our mind tricks us into thinking that this suffering exists over time? And what happens is that concepts create continuity. They create these linkages between these instants that are continually arising and ceasing. For example, you have the candles over there, and the candles were lit, say, an hour ago, and they'll probably burn for another hour or so. And we think that's the same candle burning there that was there an hour ago when it was first lit. But actually, the first instant of the candle ceased. It didn't stay on into a second instant. But because the first instant of the candle and the second instant of the candle resemble each other, on the basis of that resemblance, we pull them all in to the same kind of flow of time or flow of events.
Needle. For example,
in a dream, if you were stuck with a needle, you are stuck with a needle in only one instant, the instant that the needle pierces your skin. However, if the needle stays in there for an hour, think that the suffering is increasing and getting worse and worse, and it's getting more and more painful. But actually, it was the first instant where the suffering happened. It was the first instant the skin was pierced. And that instant has ceased, but your mind is holding on to the suffering and by holding on to it, increasing it. And so, like the delusive concepts in a dream, we think, oh, I suffered a lot before, and that suffering's continuing right up to now. And in the future, I'm gonna suffer more. And as I die, I'm gonna suffer. And so we project these continuums of events.
And donga ngoma tela de kwete na donga nyong thawa tang nyong ji ni ma do mene nyong ji be donga ya ma do bare.
Karisna.
Karisna sego jitra de ki pare. Sekar jitrati, kichik thambo ten dro saasong, kichik nipa te dro maasong, te dro songa ta maasong pa pata la, teni sekar jitrati yo maare.
Drup thang, madu?
Da dra sarva.
Dra sarva
thang? Da dra sarva ta ma sarva ni re.
Launa.
De dra dra saasong, ta nipa de ma dra pare. Thambo dra dra sarva ta ma dra pa ni pata la, dra dra gimba yo maare. Jinsen kare dra dra sarva dan ga sarva re, tanda vai yo ma re. Munne se na tanda vai me va re. Te nga te ha kukudu ko de. Dra tu sa tu ga sa sunwa?
No.
Tangpo dra tu, tini nipa te se ne tini ga kumudu, tu sarva dan ga sa sunwa. Tarun te cha kye tra va se na te le tra, tini ne pa yo ma re. Arba? Te nga te kanga ha kukudu ko de.
That's all.
Then let this say what the chat took your subject, chat jala, 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 don't send the nick and then with the chat get it. Can they never hear? Mm-hmm. Kappa never. Ah. Nessa, you married. Then they never hear married. Say what you drag, you like, check him, I will say, I hear it. I don't never hear married. This has been got. Del cha da ja da tong la so ba se ya ye re. Te ya na se ya ye re. Te du cha cha ba se ta na te ni yo ma re da. Mo ne da yo ma da. Te ne dong a da da wa ka ne. Ye te de be ni ding. Te ran ki.
Well, so. So if one analyzes suffering, then there is the experience of suffering which ceases immediately. The basis of that experience doesn't last. The basis of the experience is something that arises and ceases instantaneously. So that instant of suffering is gone, and the second one hasn't arisen. And between the going away or the ceasing of the first instant of suffering and the arising of another, there is nothing. In the same way, you can look at the finger snap. The moment you hear the finger snap, then the basis for that hearing, which is the sound of the finger snap, is gone. It doesn't remain for a second moment. And between the stopping of the finger snap and between the sound being there and the sound stopping, there's no alternative. So Rinpoche is actually saying the present doesn't even exist either. There's no sound right now. Within one finger snap, you can divide it into 64 different moments. Sometimes it's divided into 100, sometimes 1,000. So you can divide this one sound. So what we're looking at here now is the basis for our hearing. You can divide this one instant of sound into so many subtle parts that it ceases to exist.
Dunga dembar maro par namdo thor samimbe se namdo jawa maro pa thabjin kange jangdum.
So four lines of verse. Suffering is not truly existent. It is only the delusion of concept. Only by purifying concept can one which is tamadi tap gangi jang so only by purifying concept can one free oneself, there is no other way.
Déjame.
Déjame.
De ser nando, ya me ser tumbañina, comprasa.
Therefore, in order to purify concepts, meditate on emptiness.
Then I saw Namdo and Trabah Mayina, Tombany Gombala Gubayamare, Gom Gomare, Namdo and Trabah in the Senna, Trubanamdo Jamas and Chair the Tinetombany Gom.
If concepts were not delusive, then one wouldn't need to meditate on emptiness. But because they are delusion, one needs to meditate on emptiness to liberate oneself from those concepts. Then to look at the perfectly existent nature, it's the eighth line of the root birth. By its nature, it is considered to be empty. So what is the perfectly existent nature? It is luminosity freed of dualistic perception. Or you could say it is jnana freed of dualistic perception. So one could say, so the perfectly existent nature then is by its own nature empty, or emptiness. It is then what is ultimately empty.
Ta zungzhen ni dong ge wei sa ram zungzhen ni dong ge ye ki de la tong ba ka de tong ba de de me tong ba de ngo wo le tang bo ne de ma yo ma de ngo wo tang bo ne nan ba ta ba yin be se na de me tong ba de de be tong ba de ngo wo de la ta ni ji de ba tam de le de be se na
So this luminosity, empty of dualistic perception, or jnana, empty of dualistic perception, what is it then that it's empty of? Not only, of course, one says it's empty of dualistic perception, but one can look at this emptiness also in other aspects. For example, by its essential nature, or within its essential nature, it is pure. It is flawless. There are no stains in this perfectly existent nature. So one could say then that it is emptiness that's free of all the delusions of verbal conventions.
Then it also sentinela wesate yebatani jitumbusena yabayamare, mebatani jitumbusena mebayamare, mubutani jitumbusena mubuyamare, mumijitani jitumbusena mumiyamare, dona thani thamje ji tong bare thani ji chu chu ba thamje ji tong bare
So how is this mode of being empty or this its way of being empty luminosity that's the true nature of the mind is free of the conventions of existence and the convention of non-existence of being a thing or of not being a thing. In brief, it's empty of any kind of verbal designation one wishes to place upon it.
Tisena tene tupe tumbe sena nanjur pa dan nanjur me gomne to gogre ma to tene thani da che pa ke thak to ko to thu ma
And therefore in order to come to this emptiness that is free of all delusions yoginis and yogis must meditate. You can't arrive at this through verbal convention since it's beyond verbal convention by definition. So the only way to realize this is through practice, through meditation.
Then there gomrem remba rakpa ne rakpa rakpa ne thawa thawa lanjo ne remba yin do gom gogre. Lamsang thawa gom ne yang to thu mare.
And these progressive stages of meditation move from a coarse level to an increasingly subtle one. If you start out with the subtle levels, it will be very difficult to realize. So there are successive stages that you can move along.
Rakpa gomrem ne tante Thab gomrem la jopa Thab lankhe epe gomsar te Thap lan jo pe gom sar te Thap lan jo pe gom sar te Nyam su lang na tain to jo
Nyam su lang na tain to
Tong to gare, tong je ne lo
Tong
Don't talk to them at all.
Don't talk.
Don't talk, Jor.
Jor.
Don't talk for Jor.
Talk for Jor. Not so.
Dig for me.
Rauna. Rikpe Gomrim Netsarte, Kawe Gomrim Jukpe.
Rakpa, Rakpa.
Rakpa, Kona, Rakpa Gomrim.
Netsamte.
Netsam Sarte.
Sam, Sam, Gotham.
Ah, Gotham.
Tambu Rakpa Gomrim Ning Gotham.
Oh, that's so.
Meta Dunga Gomba de Rakpa Gomrim.
Not so.
Tabu Gomrim Lanjupa. Tablungo tablan kepa gase.
Momadi tapa kepa gomsuldi.
Tablan kepa gomsul te.
Tapla chupe gomsuldi yang nikasumbare.
Tablan kepa gomsul te.
Maso?
Re.
In the beginning, or you could say one starts with the path, the stages of meditation with what is coarse. So one starts the stages of meditation with what is coarse. And entering into the subtle stages of meditation, being an expert in the upaya of this kind of meditation, when you practice it, you will realize the ultimate truth or ultimate reality.
Yeah, that's it. That's about it. Savan don't go.
Maso?
Mude moido Ranjine Tomorlo. Yeah. Get out of the Sasundo.
So, three times. We should chant then this root verse, lines 7 and 8, three times.
Not existing as a thing, it is not that thing. By its nature, it is considered to be empty. Not existing as a thing, it is not that thing. By its nature, it is considered to be empty. Not existing as a thing, it is not that thing. By its nature, it is considered to be empty.
So nam de tam je zigba ni to me ni de da nam pam je ga nam de balab droba de ben so le droba droba jo ge wan de ye je o ko so nam ye je so so nam ye je le to mo go ni do ba jo
Yeah.
there'll be one more. So there's one more general talk on the three natures. And in the previous ones we've covered impermanent suffering, and in this talk emptiness. And the next one considers how the three natures in relation to not existing as an entity.